Welcome to chapter 5, guest accounting model. Here we are going to talk about the guest who is going to spend whatever transaction he is going to do in the hotel during his stay or before his stay, whatever transaction he has done. So all that information, how to gather into the system and what is the how to make use of it, what all collection you are getting from the guest and what all need he has to pay during his stay. So that all things we are going to discuss. Basically, guest accounting model, here we are going to talk about all financial transactions, which he might have go to the restaurant where we have a point of sale terminal, or he do the transaction by using his credit card, which is electronic cash registered. During his stay, what all things he is going to use from the hotel, he has to pay for it. So based on that, by using automated system, everything get travel into the front desk. And how the front desk accept that posting and how it works basically throughout his stay. Normally we have two types of stay which is done by the guest. Maybe an individual guest or the group guest. So there are different kind of billing we are going to do all together. Now basically during his stay, whatever transaction he do, so based on that we charge. Now again there are different types of guests available. Sometimes guest is a long stay guest, sometimes they are for very short period, or if it is a group stay or something, so it is all the charges is to be posted by one particular room where the main person is going to pay for it. So based on that we can get the money from the guest. Now again, like it's a, you have to make your account balance, like cash reconciliation, food and beverage charges, your check control, your auditing, and as I told you, there are different types of folios we have, for their transactions, which is related to each and other things, for their guest management. The guest account is basically for the, the guarantee of the reservation once it is registered. Then guests sometime pay in advance, sometime during his stay they pay, So we have to keep a balance for it, the outstanding should not be very long or something like that, So basically if it is a long stay guest, so we fix, after 10 days or 8 days he has to pay during his stay, whatever amount is outstanding. And we can define a guest cycle, how many days he has to settle all his bill basically. Now there are lots of circumstances come where you can ask guests to pay part of it bill, because if the bill is, the amount is very high, then we cannot keep it for a long time or so, because senior management is always asking about what is the total outstanding you have for the guest. So sometime we can request guests to pay the part amount of it or full amount after certain period, because we are also having certain limitations. There are house limits. If the account is settled time to time, it's easier for us also to reconcile, Now, the guest bill folio basically defined in two types. One is a cash or credit card transaction, whatever he is doing. So based on that, you can, the balance increase or decrease if he is paying. So if we keep on paying, the amount will, the outstanding will keep on decreasing. If we don't, then it will keep on increasing. So we have a guest account card also there where we can, a weekly bill, as I told you, we can ask them to pay for it, or you can get his credit card information and after certain period you can ask for it and you can keep on charging on his room. So that all information we can do it. Like it's a total outstanding, we have to make sure that it should not be very high. So we can, either we can ask to a folio settlement, and we can print the hard copy and we can give to the guest that, this is the total amount you have to pay for it. And at the time of checkout, you can give the complete information that this is what the total amount it was and how you paid for it. And different posting you have done through maybe point of sale, maybe you have used in the internet, or maybe you have used the spa services and so on so forth, whatever facility he has used. So he has to pay for it. Now, as I told you, there are, the accounting transaction, both financial and non-financial in the nature, it are always there. So we have to, as I told you, there is a different individual folios or master folio where we are talking about the group stay. So all to be consolidated in one folio, and that is paid by the group person, the main in charge. If it is individually, guest person, it goes to that particular room. So we can ask the individual person to pay for it. Now there is a two types of common folios we get, non-guest folios, which is account assigned for the non-guest business person like agencies and all, which is paid by the agencies, or the employee folios, like which is account for the employee within the charge, you know, whatever he purchased. The correct way to, you know, maintaining folio, start with the proper posting. The proper posting has to be done. For that we can do the routing, the instruction. Like for example, certain things like food and beverage is paid by the particular person, not by the agency. Then we can have the routing done accordingly. So the posting will go into that particular folio where the amount is paid by the agency, and the rest thing will automatically travel to that particular person. So at the time of checkout, we can ask that person to pay for it directly, you know. For that we have to have a proper accounting system, which is front desk terminal or remote point of sale terminal, where the posting is get transferred through the interface, but in the front desk it will automatically get routed properly. So which is routing is very very important, because at the time of checkout maybe guest in a hurry, he just wanted to settle his bill and move from there. So if the routing is done properly, so you can just print that particular thing and you can give it to the guest, he can settle his bill and he can leave for it. And the certain thing which is paid by the agency, that we can always charge to that agency and they can pay for it. Like the when you do the posting, you have to make sure that the posting is going in that particular room, not some other room. Then you have to transfer that posting to that particular room because it is not belongs to them. So at the time of posting, you have to make sure that the person name is correct, the room number is correct you are entering, because system, whatever information you are going to the give to the system, it's based on that get travel. Okay, usually it doesn't happen, you know, the wrong entry get travel. It's as per the information which is provided by you. Now the final data entry required at the time of settlement, as I told you, it's a credit monitoring routing system. The routing which is done properly, then it will get, you know, transferred accordingly. Now we have a key card system where we are authorized to, you know, do the posting. So a person who is doing the posting, he has to make sure that his card is used, so he should do the posting properly. Now we talk about the front office night auditing. In this night auditing, it's the last step of that particular day. Once the audit is start, the data are get freeze. So before we do the night audit, when the day is closed, basically the night auditor is particularly assigned for that particular task. He has to reconcile all the information together, and after that only he has to run the night audit, because once the audit is done, then the all data are freezed. Then you cannot do any changes on it. So before that, you have to reconcile all the information, like what all postings are come from the system, whether it's traveled properly in that particular room or not. This task is basically happened during the night time, where all the check-ins are done, all the checkouts have happened, all the restaurants almost close, and you are ready to run the night audit, close for the day, and you are begin for the next day. So a night auditor is plays very very important role in this. What he has to do, he has to reconcile everything. He has to reconcile the cash, he has to reconcile the money, you can say your money transfer, whatever you have done, the foreign currency exchange you have done, all the transaction throughout the day is happening. He has to make sure that all transaction is get posted in front office system, in their accounting system, and then only he has to run the night audit. So before he do the night audit, he has to make sure that there should not be any duplicate entry, you know, the check is not settled twice, the floor number is written properly, the room number is written properly, and that particular check is traveling in that particular room only. The payment, he has to make sure that, you know, whatever credit card or cash or bill to company, whether it is generated properly or not, the report has been printed or not, the payment have you received, it is showing on the system whether you actually received or not. So it's a night auditor who is the person who take the, who is the in charge of closing for the day. He has to report, you know, payment report, where he will see what all payments has he got for throughout the day, whether it is showing in that particular folio or not. For example, some particular room has paid some amount through the credit card. So you have to make sure that particular entry is traveling in that particular folio or not. The reconciling of all the bills, the settlement, whatever is done throughout the all the POS terminal, whether it's a properly travel in that particular room or not. Because once the audit has happened, that you cannot do the any changes. So this night auditor plays very, very important role. He has to see that proper shift, every shift has dropped their cash or not. All the related information printouts is done. Every shift has to print their essential report. Opening a night auditor cashier is opened. So before that, all the cash flows is counted properly. Whatever, if unclear traces are there, make sure that you complete that necessary action you have taken or not. Auditor has to make sure that he has to prepare the payment report. He should reconcile all the folios, see what all payments during the day he has received, whether it is properly transferred in that particular room. The reconciliation of all the bill is very, very mandatory. He has to check all the each and individual bill which is transferred to that particular room, which may be come from different restaurant or different area it is coming. All that entry he has to make sure that it is traveling in that particular room. It should not be, you know, mismatch here and there. And after that, he has to make sure that each shift has taken over properly. The properly, you know, morning shift is transferred to the second shift. Second shift is transferred to the evening shift. The cash flow is properly there. Printing of all the essential shift report is taken or not. You know, opening of the night shift auditor, he will open the cashier and then he will see is there any traces are there, is there any pending task is available. So he has to make sure all that thing he will complete. If there is any unclear traces there, he has to make sure that it is completed by them. Then after that, he has to make sure that the credit card information, which is, you know, he has to prepare that report from the PMS. If it is a EDC machine or CDC machine, he has to close that batch, and once the batch is closed, then all the information is get travel in PMS, whether it is matching with the cashier report or not. So he's ready for the next day, you know. And after the completion of that reconciliation, if everything is fine, they are matching with each other, then only he has to run the night audit so that he can close for the day and ready for the next day. Now the balance cash is there, so he has to prepare the payment report. If is there anything short, so verify the, you know, why it is short, verify all the cash which he received, whether it is as per the all the transaction, whether it is done or not. If any balances are there, so he has to make sure that he will do that entry properly. Depositing slip, is there any cash or check pending? If it is pending, then he has to put that entry properly. Cash register is properly closed or not, just to make sure that, you know, there is nothing is pending left for that particular day. The closure of all the cash reports, you know, you have to make sure that there should not be any outstanding, including maybe if it is group, the printing of shift report before he close anything. Ensure that the posting are properly accounted. Now after that, he has to sign off all the report. He has to make sure that the cash register is properly closed, and then only he is ready for next entry. There is no departure pending, because if the departure is pending, that will, the occupancy will show low. So there should not be any departure. If it is arrival, then it's okay. It will go to the next day and you can charge for the retention on that particular day. Now he has to have a proper printer, I mean on the printer proper paper is loaded, because once the night audit starts, it will print all the necessary report which is required for the senior management. He has to make sure that nobody will do entry during the night audit. So make sure everybody log out from the system, and you have to inform all your restaurant that there should not be any settlement, no more bill is to be done. Because you are going to check the, you are going to run the night audit. So you have to check the rate variance report also. If there is a rate differences are there, so you can fix that particular rates for that particular thing. Because once the night audit is done, the room rates is get automated posted. So you have to make sure that the there should not be any rate differences are there. Okay. If it is a rate discrepancy, you can always try to find out why the rate discrepancies are there. And if it is manual mistake or any human mistake, you can rectify that. You have to make sure that the room rate is properly entered. Rate discrepancy, you have already investigated that everything is proper. The important is again market sources, the booking which is done from which market source. Verify all your information, you know, highlighting if any billing instruction is given, whether it is followed or not, all the report is sign off or not. You know, if it is not sign off, please get it signed, because then after that there is no posting. You know, you have to make sure that posting report you generate from the telephone, internet, room, if movie on demand if you are using, you know, maybe spa, maybe POS. So all that bills whichever you have, it is properly posted in system or not. Now all the settlement option like your interim bill, you know, half day bill, full day bill, whether it is properly guest folio it is transferred or not, like half of the things like during the stay if you paid some amount, so whether it is traveling properly or not, whether it is came to the particular folio or not. Now settlement option where there is a, if there is a zero balance, okay, so yeah, the system will prompt you there is a zero balance in the cashier report, so you have to make sure why it is, you know, it is properly or not. So all that information pertaining to that particular folio, it is properly entered, it is properly checked, payment screen displayed. Now once we go to the like day use room, so rooms particularly day use, it's the room rate is charged or not, taxes are coming properly or not, if it is early departure, so have you charged particular room, taxes are properly picked up. Okay, now again, I mean at the time of checkout, the guest is the full payment has been received from the guest or not, so all that settlement. Now after that only you can go for the night audit preparation report. This all the activities, once it is done, then auditor has to prepare the departure detail, summary of report, it help you to provide to understand during the day what all transaction has been done. Okay, for accounting point of view, some of the report is very very necessary, like the daily operations report. It is a basically summarization of complete business throughout the day, like what all revenue you received, how much payment you receive, cash transaction, how much has happened, you know. Then there is a high balance report which talk about who all guest, you know, which is, you know, sitting on a high balance. And there is a zero occupancy report, like it's talk about the room is vacant but still it is showing occupied. So it's a zero occupied report. So you can always compare with the housekeeping report and you can talk to the housekeeping why the status is showing occupied where the room is vacant in the system. So you can, you know, see the discrepancy report and based on that you can finalize and you can correct that thing. Now auditor basically have a specialty report also. They have a various accounting software and they can, you know, group cell report, which talk about the, you know, number of rooms occupied in each group. Now the revenue generate, how much you got. Then there is a listing of guests who stay frequently, you know, frequent guest report. So all that thing. Here we are closing the chapter. Thank you.